Hello, and welcome to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur, where Hayut Yogev speaks with entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs about reaching or missing the critical point of approaching the right customer with the right message at the right time and place, the point where business success starts. And here is your host, Hayut Yogev.
Rich or Miss, episode 24. Russell Rothstein is founder and CEO of IT Central Station, the leading product review site for enterprise technology. Before founding IT Central Station, Russell worked in senior product roles at enterprise tech vendors Nolio, that was acquired by CA, and OpenNet Technologies, that was acquired by Riverbed. He was co-founder and CEO of ZetaPoint, that was acquired by EMC, and was co-founder of Open Sesame, that was acquired by Bound PR Donnelly. Russell received a BA in Computer Science from Harvard University, an MS in Technology and Policy from MIT, and an MS in Management from the MIT Sloan School of Management. Russell Rothstein, what a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Hayut. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you, and I just shared with our listeners what you've done until now. I would like to ask you to share with us, what are you doing and most passionate about today, and where are you heading?
Great. My name is Russell Rothstein, and I'm the founder and CEO of a startup called IT Central Station. We're the leading product review site for enterprise technology. And the way we got started, we go back to, it was back in April 2011 in New York City, in Manhattan. I was actually having dinner with a friend of mine who ended up being my co-founder for the company. The two of us were talking about how review sites were so influential. We had chosen our restaurant based on reviews from Yelp. But in the business world, which is, you know, we've been working in the B2B business world for our entire careers, we said, how could it be that businesses are making decisions about technology? What products to buy, what software to purchase, what solutions to use, what service providers and clouds to use, without tapping into peer content, without tapping into reviews and peer opinions. How could it be that when I chose a restaurant to eat at, or I chose a hotel using reviews from TripAdvisor, that I had more information from peers than businesses had when making important strategic business decisions about which technologies to purchase and which products to use?
Definitely. We won't go to an hotel without enough reviews that actually back up us. And we really don't have it so much in the business world.
Well, now it's really happening. So you're right that if you go back just a few years, there was no such thing as reviews for business technology products in the enterprise world. And today, reviews are, in many cases, the most influential source for how businesses build a shortlist and how businesses ultimately decide which technology products to use. And just like, again, the example of hotels, it used to be that travel agents and reviewers in newspapers would be influential. Today, by far, online reviews from sites like TripAdvisor are the most influential source for how people spend their dollars for travel and for hotels. And we're seeing that same phenomenon happen in its own unique way, but that same phenomenon happen in the B2B enterprise technology world. And so I'm really proud that we here at IT Central Station were the first ones to build out this vision for enterprise technology product reviews, and to be the leader in the space.
What is exactly the vision that you see ahead of you?
The vision that I have is that, and it's based on real research, market research that shows that people trust most their peers. In fact, we're here, it's towards the end of 2017 now. There was the latest report from the what's called the Edelman Trust Survey. Edelman, which is one of the largest PR and media agencies in the world, does an annual survey of what people trust most. And for the first time in 2017, the number one most trusted source of information is peers, is people like me and you. More than paid experts, more than analysts, more than consultants, more than journalists and editors and government, peers have become now worldwide and also in the enterprise technology space, the number one most trusted and by extension influential source for information. And that's really what this is major trend in the market, this macro trend of trust in peers that we are riding, focusing on the B2B enterprise tech review space.
It's very interesting because it has been like that for the consumers for many years. Today you're saying that even in the business or enterprises world, peers are number one trusted source for a professional expert.
And that's right. And if actually you look at the trends of innovations and technologies, it almost always starts with a consumer in the consumer world, whether it's our social networks and media and different types of communication technologies and other types of internet-based products and services. It always starts predominantly in the consumer space. Then tends to move more into small, medium business markets, tend to adopt these new technologies and innovations. And then last is the enterprise market, which tends to be just naturally a bit more conservative.
Sure.
As we all know, that's a very large market. $3 trillion is spent every year by enterprises on technology.
Wow. You haven't started with this enterprise's technology reviews issue. Where did you start?
Well, we started went back to that initial discussion I had with my co-founder in New York back in April 2011. And we started with a building a beta website using a agile approach. Building out what's called an MVP, a minimum viable product, an initial beta website. We launched that in August 2012. We were fortunate that at our launch, the Wall Street Journal covered our launch, called us the Yelp for enterprise tech when they covered our launch.
Wow.
And since then, we've just continued to grow and grow and grow in terms of content and reviews and community members and users and partners and customers, it's just continuing to grow.
Who are your customers today?
So as a review site, we are providing value to two different audiences. We have the people visiting our website, reading those reviews, making better buying decisions. Those are the enterprises. We don't monetize that audience. We provide all of our content for free to enterprise technology buyers. We're disrupting that market, whereas opposed to they may be required to pay lots of money to Gartner and other analyst firms in order to access research. They can get information that's sometimes as valuable or even more valuable in peer content at no cost. So that's one side of the equation, which is our technology buyers and users who are reading our reviews and consuming our content. On the other side of the equation are the technology suppliers, the technology companies, also called software vendors or technology vendors. And these are the ones whose products are reviewed. Don't require any type of payment in order to be listed. We don't have any pay-to-play program in place. In fact, most of the products and companies listed on our platform, we don't have any type of commercial relationship with those companies, and we definitely wish them to have, good, strong, in-depth reviews of their products.
Sure.
But for some of them who want to take advantage of additional marketing value from the platform, more awareness, lead generation, social content marketing, better data, better ABM programs, these companies will use one of our marketing programs. And these are companies that are large, such as Oracle, such as SAP, such as HPE. These companies are paying customers for IT Central Station marketing services. And in addition, smaller companies as well, not only the large guys, plenty of smaller, even startups, but small to medium-sized technology companies who serve the enterprise market are also very actively getting value from their involvement with IT Central Station.
So the business model is almost only on marketing, built on marketing. You are not trying to take some part of the buying process, or you're only actually some tool to bring more value to the customers, and you can take this to another, to further step, and then you pay.
Mm-hmm. Correct in that we don't sell any software through our platform today. So the value that we're providing is to the marketing and to the sales organizations of technology companies.
Yeah.
We're always very, it's important to us to ensure that we're respecting the privacy of our users in our community. We're protecting the personally identifiable information of our users in our community. We have a strong trust, a brand of quality, there's nothing more beautiful than finding people, buyers, who are interested in discovering new products and matching them with technology companies that actually have solutions that match their needs. And so many of the buyers who come to our site are actually looking to discover new solutions. They already know of maybe one or two and looking to find some more. And through our platform, they're able to discover it, and they appreciate the fact that they're introduced to many of these technology companies that they discover through our platform.
Who were your first, your initial customers? Were they the same customers of today? What was their character?
Mm-hmm. The initial customers,
yeah,
tend to represent, if you look at the technology companies, a lot of them, and most of them are still with us today and expanded their work with us. So I'm very proud about that, is the companies that made an early bet on IT Central Station are doubling down on their investment on IT Central Station. That's beautiful to see. Within those companies, there have always been the people who are more innovative, people, the ones who are forward-thinking, the marketers who recognize that there's a new marketing game, right? Hayut, we were talking about this before the interview started, that the whole marketing game has changed in the B2B tech space. And so those people who recognize that there's a new game, and it's not based on white papers and case studies and the old way of doing marketing, but it's on the way of voice of customer, influencer marketing, and peer-to-peer marketing, peer-to-peer content, those are the ones who are the early adopters of our platform. And more and more people are recognizing the fact that this is the future of marketing in the B2B technology market.
And in terms of those who use the platform to find out mm-hmm. about new products and read the reviews, mm-hmm. were they the same people as today?
Absolutely. Again, we have lots of people who visit IT Central Station regularly, who have been with us, been members of our website for upwards of 5 years now.
Wow.
And it's great to see them involved, engaging, adding more reviews all the time, updating their reviews, coming back, recommending the site to their colleagues. That's amazing. And then there's ones who are, for the first time, encountering our platform and our reviews. We continue to grow our platform. So whereas if you looked at us when we started 4 or 5 years ago, we had coverage area for just a few technology areas. Now we have technology or content coverage reviews of upwards of 100 different leading technology categories.
Wow. And were there the people who use it the same people like today? What were the differences?
The initial ones, again, were tend to be a little bit more innovative, cutting edge, the ones who would look for reviews. I think the ones that recognized early on that traditional analysts, there's a lot of skepticism.
Sure.
And there still is a lot of skepticism in the market about analyst reports.
Sure.
There's a lot of skepticism about vendor created content.
Really?
Vendor white papers. Yeah, when a vendor writes its own white paper, even if it's about an industry topic, I'm just looking at the data. And again, the level of trust that buyers have in content created by the vendor themselves is very low, very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones, I think, so as I mentioned, 2017, for the first time on the trust barometer, people are now trusting peers more than any other source. Back in the early days, I think there were a few people who knew that early on and were ahead of the game.
What is your best advice about approaching the customers, the concept of beliefs on the way a startup or entrepreneurial business should approach its customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're passionate about customer success. And we are a customer-focused organization. I think the number one most important value is honesty and trust. They do go hand in hand. And so we spend our time always building more trust with our customers. And the best way to do that is to be honest with them, to be engaged with them, to be transparent with them throughout the relationship.
And this is your advice, I guess.
Absolutely. Trust. Absolutely. If you're trying to build a customer for the long term or even for the short term, but certainly in our business, we're building our customer base for the long term. Trust is the most important asset you can have.
Actually, we find out that a lot of startups, the number one reason that startups who fail or entrepreneurs that failed say for the startup failures is there was no market need.
Mm.
Do you have any advice for those who didn't find their market need?
Yeah, well, we spent a lot of time in the early days making sure we had good product market fit for our platform. It's definitely gone through some changes, evolutions over the last, and improvements over the last 5 years. And I'd say before you raise venture capital, before you increase your spending, make sure you really hit product market fit. And in our early days, we were kept small. We stayed small. We didn't spend very much on marketing at all. We really focused on building the best platform for reviews. And so sometimes not having good market need or lack of market need, it means you may have scaled your business too soon. And you need to find that product market fit first before you start to scale and invest in things like marketing and growth.
Hmm. You have a lot of successes before IT Central stationed and today as well. And I want to ask you about your biggest failure with customers.
Ooh.
What is your biggest, most critical failure with customers, the one that affected your entrepreneurial journey the most?
Yeah, I think that if I had to look at it, I would say that overpromising to your customer, that's something we did once early on in our history. Again, even when you're building trust and you know the trust is important and being transparent, sometimes your eyes are just a little bit bigger than what you really can bite off. So, we had one example where we overpromised to a customer. I'll just gonna give you an example of that.
Sure.
Story. We had a we exhibited, and this is here at IT Central Station, we had a booth at Oracle Open World, Oracle World, which is the largest tech event, enterprise-focused tech event in the industry. It was in San Francisco in Moscone Center. We had a 30 by 40 booth. Wow. At the event, so a very large booth in the main hall at the center of the event. It was a place where people could go and provide reviews, write reviews, read reviews, provide reviews to our staff who would transcribe those reviews. And we were flooded with reviews in that week of the event. And because we have a process that we do QA, we do quality assurance of those reviews. We have an editor review those reviews. We have a team to make sure for technical accuracy as well as grammar. Also to ensure that the people providing those reviews are real users of those products. So we ended up finding ourselves with many reviews that we just couldn't get published in a fast enough period of time. So we had a few weeks there where because we had maybe bitten off a little bit more than we could chew, we had a whole bunch of reviews that we didn't publish in a timely manner that we would have liked to, that companies like Oracle would have expected us. And so, but I think that we were good in communicating with them throughout that process. We also put steps in place to be able to enable us to scale, even for large events, be able to scale our review QA process and to do that quickly, even when we have bursts of new reviews. And like I said, the most important thing is trust. And because we had built the trust and we continued to be honest and open with them during this process, we continue to have a very solid relationship with them.
What is the biggest success? What is the story of your greatest, most significant success as a result of the right customer's focus or something that you did right about approaching your customers?
Our success is the customer's success. So we definitely have ROI metrics. One of the greatest ways to measure success is based on ROI metrics. We're very focused on ROI metrics. And I'm proud, just one example, we have many customers who are showing very strong ROI from their investment in IT Central Station. But one example is AppDynamics, which is a software company that was bought by Cisco for $3 billion last year. And they were able to close a $10 million deal as a result of their investment in IT Central Station. There's a video on our website where a product marketing manager from AppDynamics talked about this success story. You're welcome to visit it. So to give you the highlights here is a company was looking to purchase software. They read reviews of AppDynamics on IT Central Station. And then as a result of that, they engaged with the AppDynamics sales team and ended up purchasing $10 million of software from them. And reviews were very influential during that vendor selection process. So that's a significant success. It's one of many. It's certainly one of the ones with the largest dollar value that we've seen in the last year.
Can you recommend the best, most effective technological or digital tool that's related to customer focus, marketing, or sales?
Absolutely. So we use a lot of tools in our stack. Salesforce is at the heart of almost everything we do. But from a customer focus perspective, I'd add to that our NPS process. We have a quarterly net promoter score process where we survey our customers with the standard NPS survey methodology. And we use that to drive our customer reference program, customer referrals, and our product planning process.
Was there any service provider or person, like a mentor, consultant, advertiser, that had a major impact on your customer success and can help others as well?
Yeah, well, definitely recommend to any entrepreneur is to seek out a strong mentor, someone you click with, someone who's going to provide you with the advice and the guidance that can help you grow your business. I've been very fortunate here at IT Central Station to have great advisors, people who have either invested in the company or not, but have provided advice and guidance to me. Can I throw out names of a few of them who I just have been instrumental in our growth?
Sure.
So first one is David Jackson, who's a CEO and founder of Seeking Alpha, who has a great blog that I recommend. He's been instrumental. Others who are also actively advising me in the company are some of our investors, including Lou Kerner, who I believe has been on your show here, Hayut.
He has been one of the first ones.
Yes. So Lou has been tremendously helpful, as well as a few others. Betsy Atkins, she's on the advisory board of SAP. She's on the board of Volvo. She's been a great value add investor and advisor. Ken Goldman, he's the CFO of Yahoo. Just met with him out in the Bay Area 2 weeks ago. It's been great to check in with him. And Jeff Epstein, who's a partner at Bessemer in the Valley, who is always open, generous with his time. Not only is he lectures at Stanford Business School, but he's on the board at Priceline. He's on the board of Kaiser Permanente. He's a busy guy, but he always finds time to give us advice and feedback on our strategy and our, you know, where we're going as a business.
You know, many things are part of your success. However, I would like you to try and point out the one factor that affected most on your success.
Yeah.
What is the most important factor, your key success factor?
For me, I'm a big believer it's a team effort. You do this with a team. And I'm so proud of the team that we have at IT Central Station. I'm proud of the folks that I've recruited and the folks that my team have recruited. When you have a great team that works well together, that communicates, that trusts each other, that's customer-centric, that's smart, that's fun to work with, you know you're going to succeed.
So great to hear those words about your team. What are you... And this is almost the last question. What are you most fired up of today, personally or in terms of IT Central Station?
I'm totally fired up about IT Central Station. We're just like in the first inning here, where the B2B tech market is going to be completely changed in the way people make buying decisions. We have leadership position, great content, great partners, great customers. I'm fired up about everything that we do here today.
We would like to say goodbye, but not before I ask you, what is the best way to connect with you for anyone that would like to keep in touch?
Sure. So first of all, I'm very active on Twitter. I've got over 10,000 followers on Twitter. And so feel free to follow my Twitter account there and connect with me there. I'm also active on LinkedIn, so feel free to find me on LinkedIn, and you can connect with me there.
And we will have your Twitter and LinkedIn account on the show notes of this episode, as well as other links of things that you mentioned here in the show. So thank you so much.
I want to thank you, Hayut, for your time. It's been great being here, and I'd love to do this again sometime.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure for you, our listeners. You are very welcome to write to us, to keep writing, to write to Russell, and to ask or to comment of anything that we talked about today. Until the next time, it all goes down to this. You either reach or miss. Keep reaching your goals and vision. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Reach or Miss Show, the podcast for the customer-focused entrepreneur. You can find all the information, links, and resources that was mentioned at the show in our website, reachormiss.com. See you next week.